रोचितम रोचमयाहम् यथार्को अग्नि यथा सोमो यथाक्ष ग्रह तारकः एन स्वरुचिषा विश्वम् रोचितम रोचयाम्यहम् यथार्को अग्नि यथा सोमो यथाक्ष ग्रह तारकः येन स्वरुचिषा विश्वम् रोचितम रोचमयाहम् यथार्को अग्नि यथा सोमो यथाक्ष ग्रह तारकः येना बाय होम सोरोचिचा बाय हिज ओन एफल्जेंस विश्वम ऑल द वर्ल्ड रोचितम ऑलरेडी क्रिएटेड बाय हिज पोटेंसी रोचयामी डू मैनिफेस्ट अहम आई यथा एज मच आर्कः द सन अग्नि फायर यथा एज सोमा द मून यथा एज ऑल्सो रिक्षा द फर्मामेंट ग्रह द इन्फ्लुएंशियल प्लैनेट्स तारकः द स्टार्स ट्रांसलेशन आई क्रिएट आफ्टर द लॉर्ड्स क्रिएशन बाय हिज पर्सनल एफल्जेंस known as the Brahma Jyoti. Just as when the sun manifests its fire, the moon, the firmament, the influential planets and the twinkling stars also manifest their brightness. Purport. Lord Brahmaji said to Narada that his impression that Brahma was not the supreme authority in the creation was correct. Sometimes less intelligent men have the foolish impression that Brahma is the cause of all causes. But Narada wanted to clear the matter by the statements of Brahmaji, the supreme authority in the universe. As the decision of the Supreme Court is a final, of the Supreme Court of a state is final, similarly, the judgment of Brahmaji, the supreme authority in the universe, is final in the Vedic process of acquiring knowledge. As we have already affirmed in the previous verse, Narji was a liberated soul. Therefore, he was not one of the less intelligent men who accept a false god or gods in their own ways. He represented himself as less intelligent and yet intelligently presented a doubt to be cleared by the supreme authority so that the uninformed might take note of it and be rightly informed about the intricacies of the creation and the creator. In this verse, Brahmaji clears up the wrong impression held by the less intelligent and affirms that he creates the universal variegatedness after the creation by the glaring effulgence of Lord Krishna. Brahmaji has also separately given this statement in the Samhita known as the Brahma Samhita 5.40, where he says, the translation is, I serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental bodily effulgence, known as the Brahma Jyoti, which is unlimited, unfathomed, and all pervasive, is the cause of the creation of unlimited number of planets, etc., with varieties of climates and specific conditions of life. The same statement is in the Bhagavad Gita 14.27. Lord Krishna is the background of the Brahma Jyoti, Brahmano hi Pratishtham. In the Nyukti or Vedic dictionary, the import of Pratishta is mentioned as that which establishes. So the Brahma Jyoti is not independent of self-sufficient or self-sufficient. Lord Sri Krishna is ultimately the creator of the Brahma Jyoti, mentioned in this verse as Swarochicha, or the effulgence of the transcendental body of the Lord. This Brahma Jyoti is all-pervading, and all creation is made possible by its power. Therefore, the Vedic hymns declare that everything that exists is being sustained by the Brahma Jyoti. Sarvam Kalav Idam Brahma. Therefore, the potent seed of all creation is the Brahma Jyoti. And the same Brahma Jyoti, unlimited and unfathomed, is established by the Lord. Therefore, the Lord, Sri Krishna, is ultimately the supreme cause of all creation. Aham Sarvasu Prabhu. One should not expect the Lord to create like a blacksmith with a hammer and other instruments. The Lord creates by His potencies. He has His multifarious potencies. Parashya Shakti Vividhava Surate. Just as the small seed of a banyan fruit has a potency to create a big banyan tree, the Lord disseminates all varieties of seeds by His potent Brahma Jyoti, Swarochicha. And the seeds are made to develop by the watering process of persons like Brahma. Brahma cannot create the seeds, but He can manifest the seed into a tree. Just as a gardener helps plants and orchards to grow by the watering process. The example cited here of the sun is very appropriate. In the material world, the sun is the cause of all illumination, fire, electricity, the rays of the moon, etc. All luminaries in the sky are creations of the sun. The sun is the creation of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Lord. Thus, the ultimate cause of creation is the Lord. Magyan Devanandasya Chanan Janashalakaya Chakshalom Umehinina Tasmay Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Dalita, Sri Vishakam Vitamsha, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute, Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi, Radhe Vinda Vaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kapa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adikaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So thank you for coming for the morning Bhagavatam class. So this chapter which we are discussing, this chapter is titled The Cause of All Causes. And here Narada is putting forth various questions to Brahmaji, basically for our benefit. And one thing we should learn is that whenever we have any doubt or we require any clarification or we have any questions to ask, we should ask to the appropriate person. We should ask to the right person. Especially when it comes to spiritual matters. We should ask for our doubts, clarification of doubts and our answers from a person who is attached, who is in the line of this Guru Parampara. Because if we express the doubts or ask our questions to people who are not bona fide, who are not in the proper Guru Parampara, the answers will always be misguiding us and it will create more doubts for us. And in this verse, the word Brahma Jyoti is being used. Basically, Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Lord. And the cause of Brahma Jyoti is also Lord Krishna. And we should understand that all the luminaries like the sun, moon, stars, they get their shine, they get their brightness also from Lord Krishna ultimately. And Prabhupada in the last line of the purport mentions that the ultimate cause of creation is the Lord. So, there's a purpose why the Lord creates this material creation. There's a purpose. And basically, the Lord, He has created this material creation so that, you know, we learn our lessons very fast and again get connected to Him spiritually and go back to the spiritual world. Basically, in the scriptures, it is mentioned that this world, this material world is a place of dukhalya. It's a place of misery, suffering. And things also very, very temporary. Very temporary, very temporary. Like, you know, things are very temporary, very, things are always, like, you know, padam, 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 padam. There's danger at every step, there's misery. In this reference, many years back, there was a country and the ruler of that country was a dictator. And this dictator, so his country, they had a football team and there was a local tournament. Local tournament in the sense, the neighboring countries, there were four, five countries, they had got together and there was a tournament. So this dictator, this country, they won the tournament, the football tournament. And when this team came back to the country, and when they came out from the airport, all the players had a new Mercedes ready for them. The dictator arranged for a new Mercedes car for every player. So all the players were very happy, new Mercedes, you know. So the next year, again there was a tournament. And in the tournament, this country lost. And when this time they came back to their hometown, and when they came out from the airport, there was a big bus waiting. The big bus made all the players sit, and this bus was driven to the concentration camp for them to be given punishment. True story. I mean, you know, one time you have, you know, Mercedes cars, another time you have to go through the punishment. This is the nature of this material world, you know. And there's, you know, things are very unpredictable, very unpredictable. There's one case I know of. It's a place in Maharashtra. There was a husband and wife, they were in the late mid 40s. And the wife got cancer. So the husband took her to the best doctors. So the best doctor told that, see, the stage of cancer is such that she may survive or she may die also. They'll give the best treatment. So the doctor started the treatment. And this Mataji would come for checkups and regular other treatments. And the husband would always keep on asking the doctor, Doctor sir, will my wife survive? Will she die or will she survive? Doctor said, see, we don't know. We are trying our best. She may survive, she may die also. And this husband, he had contacts with many other doctors also. So he would take his wife's papers to all these various doctors and tell the doctors, Doctor sir, you know, will my wife survive or will she die? And, you know, the doctors would give the same answer. You know, her case is that she may survive or she may die also. Then one day, this husband was on the terrace of his house. And the husband got a big heart attack. And the husband died. The wife was still surviving. So the point is, you know, the husband was thinking, you know, the wife, I hope the wife lives longer. And the husband was thinking, wife may die. But he didn't know that he himself may die before. And it really happened. He died before.
So again, things in this world are very, very unpredictable. And you know, on every front, whether you take your health, your finance, your society, your social status, on any front, things are very unpredictable, very unsteady. You don't know what will happen in Kali Yuga, in this material world. There's one, two incidents which really happened with me, and I recall it. You know, I'm from Bihar, the state of Bihar. So some years back, there was some function, family function, I was there. So there was some family function going on. So one relative told me that, Sharad, you take this house key and please go to my flat, my house, and please get this item from them. I said, okay. But this my relative told me that when you go to open the house, there's a very big lock. And that lock, this is the key, and the key was also very big. My relative told me, they take this key, and when you go to open the lock, don't put this key in the hole of the lock. I said, where to put then? He said, that hole of the lock is actually a fake hole. You have to press on another part of the lock, and when you press, then another hole will open, and then you put this key in that hole. I was thinking, you know, I have to go through a James Bond movie or something, you know, it looked like, you know, James Bond's lock, you know. So I said, fine. So I went to this relative's house, and believe me, there's a very big lock was there on the main gate, you know. So he had told me, don't put the key in the main lock, in main hole. So I understood. But he told me, press on the right side and then a hole will open. So I was trying to press on the right side. No hole was opening, you know. Big lock, and there were many small, you know, it looked a very cardinal, very complex lock. I was trying to press everywhere, but the hole was not opening, you know. I was wondering, you know, God, somehow I was pressing and somehow that real hole opened up. I was relieved, okay, then I put the key there, opened the lock, and then went to the flat and got the items. And then, after some time, on another occasion, a burglar broke into this house, same house, and he stole all the jewelry and the money what was there. I was thinking, you know, my relative, he took so much effort to get the best lock in the whole world, probably, you know, a big lock and, you know, like a chain lock, everything, you know. And finally, what happened? Like a burglar broke open that lock, you know, broke open his house. So the point is, whatever, see, we have to take our due precaution in this world. Doesn't mean we leave our house open, you know, without any lock also. We have to do the due diligence to stay in this world. But we have to understand that things are very unpredictable, uncertain. Anything can go wrong on any front. There's only one thing which, you know, which is to our credit and which goes with us. After that, that is bhakti. Anything of this material world, we have to leave behind when we leave this body. But it is only service to the Lord, service to the devotees of the Lord, bhakti which goes with us after that also. Then, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 17, in the purport, Prabhupada writes, the fact is that in material life, whether one is miserable or happy, both conditions are miserable. If you tell this to a non-devotee, it will go bouncer to him, you know. He will not understand head or tail what we are speaking. But the point here, Prabhupada writes what? That whether one is miserable or happy, both conditions are miserable. One may wonder, why is happy condition miserable? But we have to understand that from the scriptural point of view, from the bhakti point of view, any activity, any action which does not have Krishna, that action will bind us further in more karma. It will bind us more further in the cycle of birth and death. So from that point of view, any situation, any action, just binding us. It's a miserable condition. Then, in Kali Yuga, in this material life, people are always misguiding us, diverting us, anything. Sometimes you ask person, bhai, mujhe idhar jana hai, left jaun ki right, ek kaam karo proji, ye daine wala rasta le lo. Udhar gaya to dikhta hi nahi jagah. Udhar kisi puchta, bhai, ye jagah kidhar hai, take left, you know. Like this, we rotate and sometimes come back to the same position, you know. So we wonder, you know, so, especially in spiritual matters, sometimes when you ask people who are not in the Guru Parampara, I'm like, they are always misguiding us, diverting us. In this context, you know, again, this happened in my home state, a true story. There was a particular street, a crowded street. So, there was a thief, he had stolen, and he was running. So people behind were chasing him, and they were shouting, you know, the people behind, "Chore, chore," you know, they were, you know, projecting the hand front towards the thief and shouting, "Chore, chore, thief, thief." And this thief was also very intelligent. The thief was running. The thief also put his hand forward and pointed forward and said, "Chore, chore, 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 thief, thief." You know. So all the people in the road, you know, they got confused. Chore, kidhar hai, kon hai chore, you know. So, you know, so in a similar way, the people in the front, our leaders, they're always diverting us, misguiding us, you know. So we have to be a little street smart. Huh? We have to just keep the scriptures our guiding pole, our compass. The compass of our life, we should keep Guru, Sadhu and Satras. Then we'll never get diverted. Then, this material world, you know, this, it's characterized by this concept of hankering and lamenting. Hankering. I wish I get this job. I wish I get this flat. I wish I get that person as my husband. I wish I get that lady as my wife. I wish I get admission to medical college. I wish I get this. I get that. I get hankering, hankering, hankering. Always in anxiety. And we die in anxiety. Huh? And after we get that also which we want, and when it's material world, in due course of time, that will be taken away. And when it's taken away, we are lamenting. Oh, chala gaya. Oh, chala gaya, you know. As if we'll get a heart attack now, you know. Hankering, lamenting. And like this, we pass our life, get old age, and die. Always in anxiety. And this concept of hankering and lamenting is very well brought out in this story of Maharaj Chitraketu. Chitraketu Maharaj, he had everything in life. Big kingdom, name, fame, wealth, beautiful wife, everything he had. But he was always hankering. Ek cheez nahi hai, ek cheez nahi hai. Just in this material world, if there are 100 things, out of 100 things, we have 99 things as per the way we want. But ek cheez nahi, if we don't have one thing, we are in lamenting. Hum log dukhi ho jate hai. Just in the nature of this material world. Chitraketu Maharaj, he had all those 99 things. He didn't have that one thing. What? He didn't have a son. So he was always hankering. So once Angir Muni had come to his place. And Chitraketu Maharaj served Angir Muni very nicely. Angir Muni was very pleased. So Chitraketu Maharaj told Angir Muni, I want a son, please help me. So Angir Muni said, okay, fine. So Angir Muni did a special yajna for him. And after the yajna prasad, Angir Muni gave it to the main wife of Chitraketu Maharaj. Her name was Krita Dyuti. And Angir Muni, when he gave this main yajna prasad, he told Chitraketu Maharaj that you will have a son, but your son will be cause of your happiness as well. He'll give you lamentation. And after saying this, Angir Muni immediately left. He did not wait for the response of King Chitraketu. King Chitraketu Maharaj, he was a little confused after hearing this statement. But he thought, okay, when I get a son, okay, I will have a lot of joy, obviously. And maybe the son, you know, when he grows big, he may become proud that, you know, my father is so big, I have so much power, and because of wealth, he may become proud. And he may not behave properly, and he may not listen to me much. From that angle, he may cause me lamentation. But fine, that's okay with me. He thought that way. But what happened is, after this child was born, this queen from whom this child was born was getting special. And King Chitraketu was becoming very happy, and special treatment was being given to this queen. And the other queens got jealous, envious. And one day they put poison in the food of this baby. And when this baby took that food, the baby died. And when the baby died, and when King Chitraketu came to know, he was in grief. Supreme lamentation. He was on the ground like a dead body, lamenting, miserable. And then that time, again, Angir Muni and Naraji came. Then Naraji and Angir Muni saw the situation. Then Naraji told this boy, then Naraji with his mystic power brought that boy to life and told that boy, why are you causing so much grief to your parents? Then this boy, he started telling, which parents are you talking about? I lived through many species, I mean, species of animals, plants, vegetables, in human beings. I've had many fathers and mothers, which father and mother are you talking about? And this child spoke philosophy, and Angir Murdi and Nadji also gave a lot of Vedic wisdom. Then when King Chitrakuta heard this, he became a self-realized soul. But again, the story from here, hankering and lamenting. The concept of, this is characters of this material world. But this causes us a lot of anxiety always. Then, in this material world, there's again the problem of birth, disease, old age and death. So much problem this causes us. Then again, the problem of the three kleshas. Sometimes there's so much heat, so much cold, flood. Our neighbors, the different living entities causes problem. Our own mind causes problem. So these kleshas are there, which causes again a lot of grief, a lot of misery. Then, at times it takes a serious situation to make us serious in spiritual life. We get caught up so much in the glamour of this material world, you know, that sometimes we keep our spiritual life secondary. Even sometimes as sadhaka, we may keep it sideways. But, so at times it takes us a serious situation to make us serious in spiritual life. But why should we wait for that serious situation to come on us? Why should we wait? It's foolishness to wait for the serious situation. It could come in this life, next life, many births. But if we are doing a sadhana nicely, if we are doing a sadhana nicely, reading Prabhupada books, chanting nicely, associating with devotees, then automatically we'll be reminded about the seriousness we have to take to the spiritual life in this present life. We'll be reminded that this world is on fire. We'll be reminded that we are on fire from a spiritual angle. But we'll be reminded of this when we do our sadhana nicely. So we have to be, you know, we have to be always praying to the Lord. We have to pray to the Lord that, my dear Lord Krishna, please see my predicament in this material world. It is desperate. Please save me. We have to have that mindset. Pray to the Lord always in desperation. And in this material world, we're talking about this material world. In this material world, the people who are behind us, they want to pull us down and stamp on our head and go ahead. We must all have experience in material life. This is the nature of this material world. They just want to pull us up, whether it's an office, a society, anyway. Pull us down, stamp on our head and go ahead. But the spiritual world, the spiritual consciousness is opposite. In this reference, I'd like to tell you a story. Once in Vrindavan, Krishna's small gopa friends, they were just moving around. Krishna was not with them. So one of the gopa friends told his gopa friends, "Hey, you see that? Someone is very far. Who's that?" So all the gopa friends said, "Someone far. That is Krishna. Wo apna kana hai." So all the small gopa boys, they say to themselves, "Come, we'll have a running race. Let's stand in line and we'll have a running race and we will see who will touch Krishna first." So all the Krishna's friends said, "Okay, yes, we'll have a running race." So all of them stood on the line and all of the friends said, "Okay, now let's run." So all the gopa friends, small boys, running very fast, very fast. But see, what is the consciousness of each boy? The consciousness of each boy is running his best, his fastest. But with what consciousness? Each boy is thinking that, let me run very, very fast so that I will inspire the other children to run faster than me, so that they can touch Krishna before me. Just see the consciousness. This is spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness means we put ourselves behind and let others go before us. See, Radharani is the personification of this. She takes other devotees to Krishna and says, "Krishna, they are better devotees than him. Please, give them mercy first." This is spiritual consciousness. So there's a difference between material world and spiritual world. Then, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 17, in purport, Prabhupada writes, "There can be no happiness in changing one's material conditions, for everywhere there is trouble and misery." Whatever you do, sometimes, you know, we feel, okay, if I do this, I'll be more happy. If I do that, I'll be more happy. There's a saying in English, the grass looks greener on the other side. मटेरियल लेवल में वो ग्रीन नहीं, वो रेड ही दिखता है. इट्स मिसिंग ग्रीन. व्हेन यू गो नियर, रेड है. रेड इज साइन ऑफ डेंजर. देयर इज नो हैप्पीनेस. वी हैव टू बी कन्विंस्ड इन दैट इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड देयर इज नो हैप्पीनेस. वी हैव टू बी कन्विंस्ड. रात को भी इफ समवन वेक्स अप अपना पूछेगा इज देयर हैप्पीनेस इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, इन अ ड्रीम आल्सो वी सेड प्रभु जी नो हैप्पीनेस इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. वी हैव टू कन्विंस टू दैट डिग्री. Because unless we are not convinced, we'll always be hopeful. अरे कुछ तो pleasure है ना, चल आज नहीं मिला, tomorrow I'll get this pleasure. So we have to give that hope up. It is Maya's trick. It is Maya's big trick to somehow give us the thought always, अरे today you didn't get pleasure, tomorrow मिलेगा. But we have to go through, we have to see through this trick of Maya. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam canto 3 chapter 32 in text 4 in the Prabhupada, Prabhupada writes that the Lord says that one can even go to the Brahmalok, but still he will find the pangs of birth, death, disease and old age. Brahmalok baby. So you know our only goal should be Golok Vrindavan. Anything of this material world has birth, disease, old age, and that misery. And this, you know, there's a saying that material world is not meant for settling down, but for getting out. And this material world is compared to a bridge. On a bridge is meant for what? To take you from one place to another place. A bridge is meant to help you cross over from one place to another place. Have you heard any time or seen anyone who makes a small hut on a bridge and stays there and watches the nice scenery beneath of the rivers? You never hear a person who's trying to make a permanent living on a bridge. No. In the same way, we have to understand that this material world is a bridge. Bridge to help us with the help of devotees. We have to use this material world as a bridge to help us cross over from this material world to the spiritual world. We should not make a dwelling in this material world on this bridge. And say for example, the best architect, you know, in Bombay, there are many buildings are very old, you know. So sometimes the best architects are hired to analyze and give a certificate regarding a building. Say the world's best architect, he analyzes and does an audit of a building. A building from outside is looking very nice and very fantastic. The best architect in the world does an audit of this building. And he gives a certificate that this building will collapse anytime. Will anyone buy a flat in that building? No. No one will buy a flat in that building. In a similar way, Krishna, the supreme architect, he's giving a certificate that this material world is a miserable place. This material world is temporary. This material world is a place of dukkhalayam. There's nothing permanent. Everything is unsteady. Anything can happen anytime. But still, we put that certificate aside. We said, ticket, no problem. You know, but we are being so foolish. We should take the, you know, Krishna's supreme architect certificate seriously and understand, bhai, you know, this material world, this flat is not meant for us. Let's do bhakti nicely and get out of the cycle of birth and death. Then, you know, this material world, you know, any time you go, any place, there'll always be temptations of Maya. Once I was going to Mayapur, so I had gone to the Bombay airport, I had checked in and I was waiting for my flight. And I was waiting on a, you know, chair sitting. When I sat down, on the opposite side, there was a television going on. Many advertisements and, you know, very disturbing advertisements. So I said, bhai kyo don? I sat on the opposite chair. When I sat on the opposite chair, there was a young Mataji. She was, you know, with makeup, with all hair like this. She was taking selfies, like this, like that, you know. So, you know, I was saying, God, if I turn around, udhar bhi gaya, idhar bhi gaya. You know, so I just took out my japa mala and started chanting. The point is, in this material world, sometimes the situations You cannot change your external situation at times. You cannot change. So, but one thing is in your hand. That is how we respond to that circumstance. Sometimes the circumstance is out of our hand. We cannot change or influence the circumstance. But one thing is in our hand. That is how we respond to that circumstance. That is in our hand. And what will determine how we'll respond to that circumstance is how well we are doing our sadhana. If we are not doing our sadhana well, we'll respond to that circumstance in a negative way and we'll succumb to maya. But if we are doing our sadhana nicely, if we are doing our sadhana nicely, we are associating with devotees, reading Prabhupada books, you know, attending spiritual programs, then we will respond to that situation in a Krishna conscious manner. So, most important thing here is doing a sadhana nicely. Doing a sadhana nicely, associating with devotees, reading Prabhupada books. We should understand Prabhupada books is our life and soul. We should understand that, we should see that not a day should go without reading Prabhupada books. We should have that much importance for Prabhupada books. When we're talking about Prabhupada books, I'll just narrate a real incident. There's one devotee, I'm like, you know, this devotee, she's a professional, she works for 8 hours a day, she has children to manage, she has in-laws to manage, she has many preaching programs. In spite of all this, in the night, you know, sometimes we have to get up for nature's call and go to the washroom. So this Mataji, when she goes to the washroom and then in the middle of the night, she gets up for the washroom and when she finishes her job and she's going to sleep, she reads few minutes of Prabhupada books and then goes to sleep. When I heard this case, I said, God, you know, in the middle of the night, if we had to go for nature's call, we are half asleep. We just want to finish that and go back to sleep. But this Mataji, you know, she comes back and before sleeping, she takes out Prabhupada books, reads few minutes and sleeps. God, when I heard that, I couldn't imagine, ki, you know, people, even devotees could take out time like this to read Prabhupada books. But hats off to this Mataji. I'm like, no, she has that much eagerness, that much seriousness of wanting to read Prabhupada books. We are so fortunate that in ISKCON we have such Mataji and Prabhujis, and I consider ourselves fortunate to have associates with such Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Then, once I came across this line, a very nice line, I would like to read to you. Dunya ka bankar dekh liya, ab shyama ka bankar dekh chara. Dunya ka bankar dekh liya, thappar kha ke dekh liya na bahut, you know. We have lived this material world and seen this material world. Now, become a devotee of Radharani. Serve Radharani and see the difference. Very nice statement. So, this material world, mean bankar dekh liya. You know, we've got many slabs. How many slabs do we want more before we turn our face towards Radharani? Once I was traveling in Bombay, I was driving a vehicle, and when I was crossing a road, on one place there was a notice written. It was written, where there is precaution, there is safety. The road transport department had written this. They had written what? Where there is precaution, there is safety. So, we are on the spiritual road. And if you want to have precaution in the spiritual world, then we have to do a sadhana very nicely. If we don't do a sadhana nicely, then on the spiritual road, there will be accidents. Our strength is that we can cry out for Krishna. In Kali Yuga, you know, at times we are helpless. So we should understand that Krishna has given this capacity in us. Our strength is that we can cry out to Krishna. His Holiness Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, who was Srila Prabhupada's senior sannyasi disciple, when he made the temple in Bhubaneswar, he told the devotees there that, I've created you a temple, I've created you a place where you can go and cry out to Krishna. I've created a place for you to cry out to Krishna. And Gaur Govind Maharaj would say, unless you don't cry for Krishna, you will not get Krishna. Same thing Prabhupada. Prabhupada said that when we chant, we should chant like a helpless child crying for his mother. And we should cry with that feeling, with that intensity. Then, we are talking about Krishna consciousness, we are talking about bhakti. In Krishna consciousness, it is not who is able to do it, but it's about who is willing to do it. Very important. Willingness should be there. There's this story, famous story in the scriptures about a bird, the sparrow bird. Her eggs she had put near the ocean, and the ocean by its waves had taken the eggs of the sparrow into the ocean. Then the sparrow told the ocean that you return me my eggs, otherwise I'll dry you. I'll make you dry. Ocean was laughing. What will a small sparrow do to me? But the sparrow, she was willing to put that effort. She said, okay, you're not giving me the eggs, I will dry. So she was willing to put that effort. She kept on, she went to the ocean, took some, water in her beak, came outside, put it another way. She kept on doing it. Ocean was laughing. But this information, this knowledge reached Garuji. Then Garuji came down and Garuji told Ocean, you better return the eggs, otherwise I will dry you. And Ocean knew the capacity of Garuji. So the ocean returned the eggs. The same way, against Maya, Maya is the external energy of Krishna. What chances we have to control our mind, control the temptation of Maya? We are insignificant in front of Maya. But yes, if you are willing to put that effort, you are willing to show to Krishna, Krishna, I want you, I do not want Maya. And we put that effort, then Krishna will come like Garuji and tell Maya, Maya, please keep away from this devotee. And that's our hope. Then, we've been discussing a lot of negativity about this material world. Material world is like that. In spite of all this negativity, if you take all the negativity of this material world, and if you compare to one benediction which is given in this material world, especially in Kali Yuga, all this negativity is insignificant compared to this benediction. And what is that benediction? The benediction in Kali Yuga, in the material world, is that just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can get out of the cycle of birth and death and attain this pure love of Godhead just by this one thing. So in spite of all this negativity in Kali Yuga, just this one thing we do, just chant the holy name with helplessness, with crying out, Krishna will give us that pure love for Him. And we have to understand that also, that when the living entity finally, with a lot of struggles, with a lot of slaps, with a lot of challenges, when he finally comes back to the spiritual world, Krishna is waiting there for him. When the living entity comes to the spiritual world, Krishna goes and embraces him. And Krishna, while embraces him, Krishna remembers the struggles and the challenges which this living entity had to go through. And Krishna, remembering them, Krishna cries. Tears come out from Krishna's eyes. Krishna cries remembering these struggles of the living entity. Krishna again embraces this living entity. This is the love of Krishna. We may feel like that, there are zillions and zillions of living entities in this whole creation. What am I? One living entity. See, for an example, there's a beach of many, many kilometers, a beach. And it has so much sand, no one can count the sand, of a big beach. Yeah. So if you take one grain of that sand of that beach and you compare it with the whole beach, what is the value of that one grain of sand? Similar, the living entity may feel, what is the value of me, one living entity, compared to so many zillions of living entity? But for Krishna, that one living entity, that one grain of sand is the world for Krishna. That is the mercy of Krishna. That is our hope. That is the compassion. Compassionate of Lord Krishna. I'm like, we should be rolling on the ground that we have such a compassion love to take shelter of. We should consider ourselves so fortunate that we have such a compassionate, such a loving, merciful Lord to take shelter of. Then, this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does amazing things. Amazing things. if we take ourselves only, you know, before we came to spiritual life, we have done very much a lot of atrangi things, a lot of haywire things, you know. We will be a little embarrassed to talk also about such things, you know. But such, you know, such hopeless cases, today we are sitting here chanting the name of the Lord, you know. That self is an amazing thing. It's a miracle that the Lord has brought us atrangi people to such an amazing spiritual movement. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement has amazing things and amazing stories and amazing things. One such amazing story I'd like to tell you. This is a modern day amazing story. Indradumna Maharaj, you all know that he's a very senior sannyasi disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So Indradumna Maharaj, you know, he in the summertime, he has a group of many devotees and they go to Poland. And at different cities, they conduct this Hare Krishna festivals. In Hare Krishna festival sense, they have many booths. They have Gopi Dot booth, they have a book stall, they have Prasadam stall, they have a woman who want to wear sari, they have that stall, they have a philosophy stall, they have a, you know, they do drama, they have lectures and kids zone. So many things. It's like a festival, you know. It's like a, you know, very warm to the heart, very happy to the heart always. So once a lady had come for this festival and she liked it and she bought a Gita. Then she went back to her place. Then after 3 years, it was her 50th birthday. So she got some of her friends. So Indradumna Maharaj, he has this fixed time of the year and fixed places where he conducts these festivals. So this lady 3 years back who had attended, she wanted to celebrate her 50th birthday with her friends in this Hare Krishna festival. So when she came to that place, she saw that the Hare Krishna festival was not there. The devotees are not there. It was the COVID time. So because of the COVID time, the devotees had not set up this festival that year. They did not do this festival. So this lady was very dejected. She was a little morose. But she did not lose hope. She did not give up. What she did is, she went to the marketplace. And she bought very colorful cloth, you know. Big bundles of colorful cloth. And she had come with her woman friends. And she, because 3 years back when she had come, in one of the booths, one of the devotee matas had taught her how to wear saris, how to do gopi dots and other things. So this woman made this colorful cloth she bought in the market. She made the other woman wear saris. Imagine other women's saris. And she had learned how to make gopi dot 3 years back. She made gopi dot on these her friends. All these, you know, from Poland. And then she had a question answer session with them on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. She had read the Bhagavad Gita. And she had a question answer session with these her friends. And she answered to them the best of her knowledge. And then she told her friends, she taught her friends about the Mahamantra. And she taught her friends how to do Kirtan. And she did Kirtan with all of them. And this whole program she did for 3 hours. And everyone liked it. Now imagine, she did all on this basis of what? On the basis of just few hours of association she had 3 years back. 3 years back, she had few other association of devotees that gave her the power to do this. You know, we after 3 years also, if someone tells us, Prabhuji, Jaku, let's get Prabhuji, I'll be nice. After some time, she just with one program, few hours, she made her friends wear sari, she did dopgui dots on them, she did question answer session with them on the basis of Gita, she did kirtan with them. This is an amazing story. So all these amazing things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan will keep on having, and there will be many more stories which will come in future. So time is up. We will end here. So if anyone has any question answer, you can ask me after the class. So time is up. After the class, you can ask me. So thank you for hearing very patiently. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.